KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Zach Churchill, and it's time for the Monica Shuffle. What's up, Monica? How are you?
Good. This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, this is, you know what? It happens to the best of us. You're experiencing some car trouble.
Nobody ever believed me. I literally have so many good intentions to be on time and to go to meetings, but stuff like this happens to me all the time, Zach.
Well,
whatever, my car battery is dead.
So the Mama Shuffle, we do this every Wednesday right before the 9 o'clock hour here on Daily Scramble Live. Monica comes on and we talk about being a mom, being a person, being a human being. And this is what happens. You know, I've definitely, I can empathize with you, Monica. I have car trouble all the time. I am a AAA member. I use it roadside assistance all the time.
God.
So is your car battery dead in front of your house though?
But you know what? Now, yeah, I'm in my garage. But you know what? Like now I just want to sit here all day. I could probably do more from the seat of my car than anything. I mean, as it is, and I'm not going to call you to complain, but I was woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning last night by someone in my house, couldn't go back to sleep till six, as you know, maybe not. And I like have to get up at, you know, to go take the kids to school and look like complete garbage. None of them are talking to me. My kids don't even care that I drive them to school. Like they hate me anyway. So I'm just like, okay, have a great day. Bye. Like we're so over each other. It's not even funny right now. Like I have two teens in the house. Neither of them like me. Like it's hilarious how much we think we do for them when we should just stop. Like let's just stop doing stuff for our kids because they don't care.
Let it all out, Monica. Let it out. But wait,
yeah, so they're like,
we need to rewind for a second. Did you say that you woke up at 3 a.m. and there was like somebody in your house, like they broke in?
Oh, no, not like that. Meaning I was woken up by somebody in my house, meaning someone in my house woke me up.
Oh.
That already lives there.
Okay. I was like, you don't just brush over over a burglar.
We're talking about a whole other conversation, yeah. But you know how that is, like, whether you know, someone's in the kitchen or like something happens and then you're like woken up and then that's it. You can't go back to sleep. Like every parent listening knows it's happened.
So Monica, your car battery died. Your kids hate you, but there's a silver lining there.
Is there?
I don't know. Is there?
Okay. So the silver lining supposedly is that, supposedly they're supposed to get over it. Like, I'm hoping my daughter will one day like me, like ever. Apparently that doesn't happen usually with girls, but you know, my son's going to go to college pretty soon. So, I mean, we're all sort of all positive around here. You know, yeah, you're right. I guess there's a silver lining.
My mom just texted me. She says, OMG, I feel Monica. That's exactly how I feel. Savannah hates me. We had Savannah, my 16-year-old sister, on the radio yesterday for Abstract Facts. And
she is, I love her. She is hilarious.
But she literally has the most teen angst out of anyone I've ever met in my entire life. And so one day though, she will mellow out and she'll be nice to our parents. And one day Julie and Eric will see that you've done nothing but give them the best.
You know,
you guys will be super chill.
I think that's the baby boomer positivity rubbing off on this generation. Cause I don't know, they have nothing to be upset about typically. I mean, yeah, there's some things going on in the world. We've talked about it. We've been serious, but like parents do so much for the kids these days. Like my mom, okay, not to put my mom under the bus. It's okay. She's not even listening anyways. She doesn't support me like that. But like I feed my kids, you know, like
Your mom didn't feed you?
I'm telling you right now, the best thing I ever heard was lazy parenting builds independent children. And that's all I'm going to say. I can do everything for myself these days. And it's like, you know, I buy them soap. Like, you know, I'm a good mom, right? And like, they don't care. They just have so many issues and worries. And they have so much more than what I had growing up. I'll just tell you that much.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they're like prefrontal cortex is still underdeveloped and the pleasure reward center of their brain is like fully developed. So all they care about is instant gratification, me, 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 selfish, you know, what, like that's how I lived most of my life until well into my 20s. And then eventually I'm slowly starting to mature. But the thing about being a teenager is it sucked. It sucked for me. And I don't know. I think that, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I feel both of you.
I know.
What I'm saying is I understand your position. I understand your kid's position. And I think I'm going to just stay out of it. And hey, listener Tom exactly, just walked
everybody
in.
Everybody just walked away. Yeah. So no, I know that, you know, just like, the attention span of a gnat, it's going to go away just like that and it'll be fine. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But yeah, I may or may not be at work today. I'm probably going to work from my car in my garage. So thanks for having me on, Zach.
Oh man. Thanks so much for not missing your Mama Shuffle segment with me, even in the face of a dead car battery. You are truly dedicated, Monica.
Yes.
All right. Let me know if you need a ride later and have a beautiful day.
All right, you guys. Thanks, Zach.
Bye.
Bye.